Hi, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Emily Hammond. She's the Education and Outreach Coordinator for Crook, Jefferson, and Deschutes Counties for Fair Housing Council of Oregon.
You got it.
How long has this thing been around? A long time, right?
Yeah, it's been around for quite some time. I think it's been about 35 years or so. Yeah, so we've been doing this work for a good amount of time.
Now, the first thing I think of, to be honest, when we say Fair Housing Council of Oregon, I think about protecting renters' rights and such. Or do you do more than renting? I mean, is it buying homes and stuff too?
Yeah.
It's all housing.
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. So the Fair Housing Act, Fair Housing Law, protects anything that touches housing. So it can be lenders and homeowners, the buying process, rentals, whether that's, you know, move out, move in, the application process, really anything. It can apply to like HOAs and neighborhood districts and lenders, anything that's related to housing.
Okay, well, that's good to know, because my first thought was these are the people that will help you if someone won't rent to you or sell to you because of your race. That's the first thing I think of.
Yeah.
But you guys cover so much more than that.
Yeah, you got it.
But you do cover that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys pretty busy.
We are.
Do we have a lot of problems around here?
We do, unfortunately. Yeah, I think that, so we are a statewide civil rights nonprofit. So we're not a government-run entity, and we do fair housing support throughout the state. I'm the Central Oregon Education and Outreach Coordinator, but then we also have an enforcement team, and they're the ones who actually get to see more of the direct reach outs of, hey, I'm having issues with a lender or a housing provider. But we're slammed.
I bet.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Are most of the cases, is it just a matter of sometimes you're going to the landlord or whoever's involved and saying, okay, here, look, this is the law and you're breaking it. You can't do that. Does it work out that way sometimes?
Do
they just go, oh, okay, sorry, my bad?
Absolutely.
But do you also do court stuff? I mean, does it go that far that you're, next thing you know, you guys are helping somebody with a court case?
Yeah, so we have a legal director who advises, you know, what the law says and maybe some nuance and things like that. But we, as an organization, don't directly litigate.
You probably tell whoever's looking for help, okay, look, this is a legal matter at this point. You should get representation. Here's why. And you just kind of help line them out on this is where you're going.
Yeah, like my role and folks throughout the state who do similar work, we have huge networks of other organizations that, you know, can support people with housing issues. So if there's something that we can't help with, then we can often, you know, get people connected with the right resources. I will say that if it is, maybe we don't have a grant at the time that supports us being able to help somebody who comes to get support from us, we will then, or if it's a larger issue that maybe needs to be brought to court, we will direct people through the process of getting support from BOLI, the Bureau of Labor and Industries, which is a state organization that can help resolve more serious legal matters.
Sure.
Or HUD, Housing and Urban Development, they can also help with those things. Or sometimes it is referring people to a private attorney and getting support in that way.
Now, people can learn more about what you guys do at your website.
That's right. FHCO.org.
We're just about out of time, but I promised you that we would talk about events. So we might not be able to get specific on those, but at least we know that you list them on the website.
Yeah.
Okay. We've been talking to Emily Hammond. She's the Education and Outreach Coordinator for Crook, Jefferson, and Deschutes Counties for Fair Housing Council of Oregon. And let's do that website.
Yeah, it's FHCO.org. Oh, or you can reach out to me. My email address is ehammond, H-A-M-M-O-N-D, at FHCO.org.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
I learned a lot.
Yeah, great to chat with you today.
Give us the website one more time.
FHCO.org.